is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 12th of February, 2017. It's the birthday of Abraham Lincoln, Hardin County, Kentucky, 1809, who in 1858 delivered his famous House Divided speech, calling for the unification of the country, and he gained the support of Northern Republicans, saying, "A house divided against itself cannot stand. I believe this government cannot endure permanently, half slave and half free." And 2 years later, early in the morning on November the 7th, 1860, in Springfield, Illinois, Lincoln received word that he had become the 16th president of the United States. By the time he left for Washington, the country was in turmoil. 7 states had already seceded. There were many threats against Lincoln's life that had come to him in the mail. He bid farewell to Springfield before he boarded the train to Washington. He said, "To this place and the kindness of these people, I owe everything. I now leave, not knowing when or whether I may return." The train headed for Washington, and in Maryland, railroad executives hired the detective Alan Pinkerton to try to protect Lincoln. Lincoln did not travel with a security detail, but Pinkerton urged him to go into Washington earlier in the middle of the night wearing a wool hat and a shawl, and he did. And on Good Friday, 1865, 5 days after Lee had surrendered to Grant and the war had ended, John Wilkes Booth crept into Lincoln's theater box and shot him in the back of the head. He was the first American president to die by assassination. It's the birthday of Charles Darwin, born in Shropshire, England, 1809, 22 years old when he set sail for Patagonia on a surveying expedition on the HMS Beagle, and explored the Galapagos Islands, islands spaced far enough apart that the animals on them had evolved over time into different species. And he published his book on the origin of species, 1859, the year before Lincoln was elected president. And it's the birthday of Judy Blume, born Elizabeth, New Jersey, 1938, author of "Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret," which came out in 1970 and became one of the most banned books in American schools. Here's a poem for today by Larry Smith, "Following the Road." "I have left my wife at the airport, flying out to help our daughter, whose baby will not eat, and I'm driving on to Kent to hear some poets read tonight. I don't know what to do with myself when she leaves me like this. An old friend has decided to end our friendship. Another is breaking it off with his wife. I don't know what to say to any of this. Life's hard. And I say it aloud to myself. Living is hard, and drive further into the darkness, my headlights only going so far. I sense my own tense breath, this fear we call stress, making it something else, hiding from all that is real. As I glide past twin lakes, flat bodies of water under stars, I hold the wheel gently, slowing my body to the road, and know again that this is just living, not a trauma, nor dying, but a lingering pain reminding us that we are alive." A poem by Larry Smith, "Following the Road," from A River Remains, published by Word Tech Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at PoetryFoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.